Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday live from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network, which is growing by leaps and bounds, in special thanks to Dr. Pat. So we do a shout out for her today, and also the very fabulous Stereo WBLQ 1230, Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com. While you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting, it's a good thing. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever is happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it's all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. Our mics are always open as we get to the heart of what matters in your life. No question is off limits, and no subject is off limits. Today, we have something special going on. We have a special guest, the wonderful Adam C. Hall, with us for the first half of our show. Later in today's show, I will be taking your calls and emails. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emails with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller and has won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. So we're always really happy about that. And it's our thank you today for giving us a call, 800-930-2819. On air with me is my partner in all things wonderful, John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hey, Sandy. It's great to be here this afternoon. It's such a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, and it's really an exciting day because we have with us also on air a special guest, my friend, our friend, Adam Hall. Adam is a great, informed, able man who presents a powerful voice on relating his own journey of how to come out of darkness into light, on how to be true stewards of the earth, and how to move ourselves into leadership roles. Adam shares his often challenging and yet truly adventurous story of personal transformation in his terrific new book, The Earth Keeper. You're going to want to get a copy of this one. It's hot off the presses, literally brand new, released into our world, The Earth Keeper. And you can go to Amazon.com right now. You can multitask and order it today. You'll be happy you did. So, Adam, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here with you, Sandy, and John, as well, and all of your audience. It is a great day on this magnificent planet of ours, and look forward to sharing and connecting with all of you today.
Well, we're happy you're here. And Adam, you know, your personal story reminds me of a short story that I wrote for a close friend of mine well over 30 years ago. And he was an international success. He spoke 7 languages, 5 of them genuinely fluently. He had multiple postgraduate degrees, but his success only met with his own sense of failure because it didn't give him what he truly wanted. And several years ago, I know you were at a specific pinnacle in your life, and then circumstances circumstances and life ultimately guided you into a greater wisdom. I love to hear that story, and I know that our audience wants to too. So tell me about that.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, Sandy and John, that I was living the picture perfect life. I guess some would say that's the quintessential American dream, and married a gorgeous woman who happened to be my junior high and high school sweetheart. We have three amazing daughters together, and we built the big house and the successful business and the country club and traveled around and all those great accoutrements in life. But when I was at that place, I realized something dearly was missing. And it was like, oh, guess what, Adam? You're not happy about your life. You're not happy mm-hmm. about the direction you're taking. And so I decided to do something about that.
When you decided to do something about that, tell me then what happened to your external life.
Well, the life that I was living, what I recognized about that was it was separate. There was a mm-hmm. separation that I felt from something that was calling me. Didn't know what it was, just felt something was empty. Hard to believe having all those great luxuries in life, but something wasn't there. So the idea was, can I discover that? How can I go on the adventure, on the journey, as some would say, some call it the hero's journey, to cultivate that greater truth and in the separation? And it began with those kind of questions, but the real beginning was when I sat down by myself on the beach in Malibu one afternoon as the sun was setting and just wept in a sadness for what was occurring in my life at that time. And it was an ending of so many things, but yet it was a beginning of other things. So it began with that moment in time and led me on a journey that has really been very powerful. I would say it's an extraordinary journey. I do share it in the manuscript in detail and complete transparency, but it's certainly not any more special than anybody else's story. It's been a wild, fun ride, and it's good to be sharing it with the world.
It's good that you are, and I think one of the hard things for and for people to really do, for any of us to do at whatever point in our lives we endeavor to accomplish this, is in order to move forward, we have to let go of how we think it's supposed to look, to have that integration, that inner connection that lets us come out into the world in a new way. And when I listened to and I read your book, that story of you on the beach and that place that felt to me like, wow, that was a surrender. In that moment, that was a letting go. And in my own journey and how I've taught, I always used to think of surrender as kind of the four-letter word of the transformational process, because it's so hard to just say, I don't have to control this anymore. There's a deeper thing I'm looking for, and some part of me can connect with that as a team member with that greater self and myself. We are one. There's no separation. That I can be guided into whatever the next step is, and my success then will meet with success, because it will give me fulfillment at all the different levels. So I know that that was a big part of your journey and going to inner space and then bringing that new awareness into your world.
Yes, well, yes, certainly it was. And I think surrender is maybe the kind word to use in maybe perhaps in my own particular case, because I used the three-letter word, which is it was dying. It was just letting mm-hmm. that old self and all those woundings that I would really was been carrying. And of course, it's all an ongoing process. I embrace this work each and every day. And so, but at that point where I began that process, it I did not have a real clue as to where it would ultimately lead. It really only supported me in embracing and taking the step to show up for whatever the universe, so to speak, was sharing with me at that time. And, of course, I've been very fortunate to have others in my life and teachers and nature in particular that have helped and held me along the way to support my journey. It hasn't always been easy, but like you were referencing, to come to that place where you can embrace that inner space, that space within where I found peace and love and presence in my life.
Exactly. And that place that we do all these external things initially, thinking that it'll fill. And what we find as we go through our journey, if we stay, make the effort to stay a little bit conscious or bring ourselves into more personal awareness, is that the outside doesn't fill it. It may make it a little bit easier from one level. You can pay the rent or the mortgage, but it doesn't make that thing that drives the human spirit. It doesn't bring us home to ourselves. And that's what brings the joy, and that's what brings the fulfillment. And understanding that, as you do so well, that nature is such a reflection of how to connect to that deeper part of ourselves, how to stay in touch with that place of coming home to all that we are. I think one of the great metaphors for it is that I think about is like the snake, which is an odd maybe thought for a metaphor. But when we're making these kinds of changes that you have gone through and that you talk about so eloquently in your book, when you're making these kinds of changes, to have the faith and confidence that like the snake, that when the snake sheds its skin, when it dies to its old self, the new skin's already in place. We have to take a quick break, but stay with us. You're going to want to hear everything else that Adam has to tell us. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
And welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're so glad you're with us. And, of course, my fabulous husband, John Brewer, and our special guest, Adam Hall. John, you have some information about a gift that Adam's making available to
us.
Yes,
with the rollout of Adam's book next week, which is very exciting, he's offering a free e-video called Transformers of Consciousness, 21 Thought Leaders for the 21st Century, and it's yours for free. You simply go to www.earthkeeper.us or earthkeepermovement.org, or you can go to sandybrewershow.com. It'll be in our archives next to the replay available for today's show, and get your free gift from Adam. And Adam, we thank you for your generosity with that.
Oh, yeah, and it's something that... Adam, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, please, everybody, this is a great innovative e-video book that we produced recently, and it's 65 snippets of 21 thought leaders, many of which you may or may not know, like Andrew Cohen and folks like Victor Villasenor, Pulitzer best-winning New York Prize winner, New York Times seller as well, I should say. So there's some really neat thoughts and snippets on there about some of the great wisdom teachings of our time and kind of where we're going in our humanity as a whole. So I hope you check it out.
I hope you do too, to all of our listeners, because it's really good and it's informative, and there'll be things there that you'll want to hold on to. You know, we've been talking with you, Adam, about your journey and how you came out of a place that should have, you know, on paper, been absolutely wonderful, but didn't quite do it. And then your journey, as it's so beautifully outlined in your book. And then there's a place, the subtitle of your book is called Undeveloping the Future. So it took you into a place where you began to observe life and our planet and our connection to the planet in a new way, and wasn't always totally happy with the direction you found us collectively going. Tell me about Undeveloping the Future.
Sure, and undeveloping the future, or undevelopment, is kind of the word we coined on this one, and it's code for deconstructing the past. You see, I was living today and tomorrow based on the events of yesterday. And in my particular instance, yesterday happened to be full of, well, there was guilt and fear and pain and shame and chaos and conflict, and I think you get the picture on that. And so the idea was, the undeveloping the future, or implementing an undevelopment process that I went through and am always embracing in my life, is that letting go, that breaking down and releasing of those energies and those woundings and those events that were traumatic in my life. And I've had my fair share of it. And that process allowed me to become more conscious and heal those things that were really affecting my life in ways that I wasn't always conscious of, if you know what I mean. So it really was about embracing that through an undevelopment process.
Exactly. And it's so true what you're saying, because the only way that we can create a tomorrow different than yesterday is if we change the way we see it and we deal with it in the now. And what you were saying is so accurate, Adam. We can't change what we can't see. So until we make it subconscious, till we become aware of, oops, I'm seeing something in me. I'm seeing a different approach inside of me that isn't actually giving me what I want. And then, of course, as we know, if it's internal to external. So if I'm not serving me, perhaps I'm not serving the earth or others at the level that I really want to, that my heart is really drawn to. So tell us where that led you. You got your internal healing into high gear, which is great, which is so wonderful to strive for. And we continue to do that all of our lives because that's what keeps us young. But then it also took an external expression on some really creative and constructive ideas that you have and plans that you have to take what you have learned inside and give it a construct, a structure outside of you that helps to serve not only your heart, but the place in which we all physically live, which is on this planet. Tell me about that.
Sure, and it really is about being in the world and not simply doing in the world. So your conversation there, Sandy, really addresses about being in the world. I just didn't want to hang out in the mountains or the wilderness or in some ashram or teepee somewhere. It really was a calling that I had to not only go there, but to come back and to embrace what I see as gifts that we all have to share. And in my particular journey, nature, Mother Nature shared with me tremendous wisdom around how in life everything works in symbiosis. It's symbiotic in the sense that it is that interconnectivity to the oneness of the of it all. And it was, how do I implement that and those gifts that I received from Mother Nature? How do I bring that and express that in a world that is of greater service, not only to myself and my own soul's journey, that of my family, but to be a greater service to humanity and Earth as a whole? So a couple things are happening that are very excited about. And one is the Earth Keeper movement. And we've formulated this movement with my significant other, and it's all about connecting all people to our Earth, and to do that through the conservation, preservation, and restoration of our humanity. And the conservation, preservation, and restoration, we've come up with an acronym for that. That's CPR. In other words, our sense is there's a greater urgency of what's happening with our humanity, what's happening to us as a species, to really connect more deeply with the Earth and Mother Nature. So the idea of the movement is to bring people together into that space, to allow us to connect in a place that we can really realize our relationship with the Earth. And to that end, we've dedicated the platform to supporting urban gardens. And in particular,
I actually love urban gardens. Forgive me for interrupting you, but I want to just go high five, Adam. I love urban gardens.
Well, high five to my significant other and my love of my life, Lizanne, for being the executive director and now leading the charge on that, so to speak. But the idea is to bring youth, in particular inner city youth, into the earth, not into the cement jungle, out of that, into the earth, so that they can connect to educate themselves, not only in the sense of growing food and being in the garden, but connect themselves to their own inner garden and to recognize the magnificence that each and every one of us hold within our hearts and our own beings. So we're having fun with that. It's an exciting time for us and to move the movement forward.
It's so beautiful because, you know, my heart is especially drawn to the children. And so what I know absolutely, and what makes me so excited about this, is when children grow up in perhaps contracted situations and we offer them options, and those options have creativity, and they have success and productivity in it, and we go about it in ways that are so respectful of these kids. It gives them not just another option for that event, but it gives them that deep, stronger option of understanding what's available to them in their lives. And so it's transformative in every single way. I know you're doing a whole lot of other projects too, but I'm high-fiving the urban gardens especially. So I think that's really, really great. And for you and Lizanne to be working on that and what a perfect combination.
It really is, and it's exciting. These are obviously exciting times out there, and I commend you, Sandy, for all the great work you're doing. And I certainly would say to all of us that it's a time to really go for greatness. And what I found, if I wasn't risking failure, then I really wasn't out on the edge of being alive and expressing myself and feeling the joy of being in life. Life used to be a bit crazy, but now life is about being crazy in love and in joy and meeting the challenges of my everyday life, because I certainly do have those. But it's great to be with you all today and to be sharing some of these fun things that are happening on this wonderful planet of ours.
It's so beautiful because you're put into words that, as much as we think about tree huggers, life doesn't happen when we're hugging the trunk of the tree. It happens when we climb way out on that branch and we have the wind in our face and we hear the creaking of the branch, and then we go, yeah. That's what takes us into the place where we can soar, where we can fly, and it opens our hearts so much that draw to want to give, to want to be helpful, to be humbled by the fact that we get to do that and get to live our life in that greater sense of love and well-being. That's how we change the world one corner at a time, and you're doing that. I applaud that, and I want to make sure that everybody remembers you can get Adam's book today. Go to Amazon.com. Go ahead and multitask. It'll take you, a minute and a half max, and you'll have it on your doorstep so, so soon. You'll be glad that you did that. And Adam, would you please repeat your website so everybody knows how to reach you?
It's earthkeepermovement.org. Earthkeepermovement.org. That is to get on board and join us. We invite you to share in all the things we are doing. And if you want to just check out the book, we also have that at earthkeeper.us.
Earthkeeper.us,
just to check out the book and read some synopsis and check into the testimonials and all the fun stuff we're doing around the book these days.
Fantastic. You're going to do great with this. You're such a wonderful guy, and you're a wonderful voice in this movement of all of us learning how to join hands. And through that, we create a force that's based on love and an expression that's based on kindness. I thank you so much for joining us today, Adam. It has been my pleasure, and John's too.
Absolutely. Thanks,
pleasure.
Adam.
Blessings and love to everyone.
And to you.
Thank
You're
you.
Listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Puts the fever higher. Doesn't mean I'm over.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're glad that you're with us. Our lines are open, our phone lines. So give me a call, 800-930-2819. No subject or question is off limits. 800-930-2819.
Sandy, I was thinking about, that was a great interview, by the way. Glad
Wasn't
Adam
that good?
Was here.
That was fun and good at every level for our Adam Hall interview and his
Absolutely.
Earthkeeper book.
Right. One of the things he mentioned that I thought was really interesting and key is a standpoint of he got to the point where he was just so dissatisfied, actually aware of his dissatisfaction, and got to the point of surrender, where he just let go and let go of the expectation of basing a future on the past, recognizing that there's got to be a different way, a better way to do it. And the surrender was the first portion of that beginning of the journey. That, and I think that's a portion that we all share to one degree or another.
That's true, honey, that place of surrender, of letting go, of dying to the old, because the old, we have identity wrapped up in a past point of view of who and how we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to accomplish and what either validates us or invalidates us. So that surrender or dying to that old identity is what's really important. And for Adam's experience, and I know when I finally got started on the road to healing, and that everybody has their own way in their own place, but his was on the beach. But it does involve that place where you just don't know what else to do, and you're overwhelmed with almost a grief, a sadness that I'm feeling so empty and so alone. And that actually opens the pathway to let the new and the now in, because we can't create a We cannot create a future different than our past if we don't change the way we respond to given circumstances in the now. And that's the great mastery, I think, of life. That's the great pathway to integration and to recognizing that I can be outrageously lonely on this planet. But if I'm connected to that place inside of me that I call home, coming home to the truth of ourselves, coming home to the universal pulse of life that is the core of all of us, that if I'm connected to that, I can be lonely, but I cannot be alone. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts that the universe offers us on a plane of existence called Earth, which is just one hell of a good ride, but equally challenging.
I think one of the things to recognize, too, is that in the day-to-day world, many times we form our opinion about what our future looks like based on what we see outside of ourselves. But I think the journey really begins inside, because you can't make any changes with anything outside of yourself without first making changes within yourself.
Yeah.
Learning to have a self-acceptance, learning to have forgiveness for yourself and others, and so on. So I think it's an inside-out process to make a meaningful change and give direction to where you want to go.
Yeah, it's so true that everything is internal to external. I know when I counsel, which is quite a bit, but when I counsel, especially counseling couples, it's such a temptation for individuals to make it about the other person. And the other person probably really did what they're saying. The thing that changes one's reality and lets you or me or anybody self-direct is not to be responsible for what happened, but always responsible for how I respond to it. So when I want to make it the other person, I'm going outside in, and I've got it backwards. It's internal to external. Find the love inside of myself. Find the place where I am connected. Then I can set a boundary, or then I can create a change, or then maybe my heart can open and it won't bother me so much what the other person, how they actually are. There's a lot of endings to this story if we begin with ourselves.
And even as an individual, progressing from one part of their life to another part of their life, understanding that when they go from the inside out, it's a whole new process. And that brings us a little bit. We received an email from Marilyn, and she said, "Dear Sandy, I'm 30 and completing my years of graduate and postgraduate work, resulting in 2 postgraduate degrees. My final dissertation is in international affairs. In the light of the current economy and daunting job market, together with what feels like an insurmountable student loan debt, I am feeling nervous and apprehensive about my next step. I've had a few non-career jobs here and there, but my world as an adult has revolved around the somewhat insular life of academia. I hate to admit it, but I'm scared. I don't know how I will fit in or even exactly what I want to do. Help." Amen.
I hear your pain, Marilyn. I feel your pain. So I understand. I understand that it's really tricky, and it does fit in with what we've been talking about. When you have had a rather insular existence, it doesn't mean that you were living in a convent or something, but academia, campus, that's much more insular than being out in a world that can be a little bit more challenging, and having to wend your way through some of those narrow corridors. Also just trusting that you can find something that you want to do, and a job in a field and a workplace setting that will be harmonious for you. So I'm going to go to that place of going inside first. And to go inside first, Marilyn, you have to be able to feel the fulfillment of your dream. And your dissertation, I don't know if both your degrees, but at least your final degree, postgraduate degree, is in international relations, which can be a little bit almost amorphous because it's not specific. It's not like I'm an elementary school teacher and you know exactly what you're going to do. So it gives you lots of options, and even that can be scary because it's not quite specific enough. What we know for sure, though, if you've got these degrees, my dear, we know you're smart. So I want you to begin by trusting what the positive part of your history. Instead of looking at any place, and this is what I just feel intuitively, where you accidentally or unconsciously or maybe even consciously judge yourself for what you haven't done. And intuitively, I have to tell you, Marilyn, I feel that. So when you judge yourself for what you haven't done, you're trying to build a positive end result based on a negative foundation. That literally will not hold water. That's not solid ground. So what you need to do, my dear, is to be able to start looking at the positive. What things have I done? What can I trust in me? And the bottom line is you can trust that you're smart. You can trust that you have tenacity. You can trust that you don't quit because you've completed all of this body of work of education. Now you have to be willing to trust that you can create. And if you creating and judgment do not go together. So you have to be willing to, instead of thinking that your life is supposed to have looked a certain way by 30, instead of that, you just say, hey, there's not one sequence for everybody. This is the sequence that you've chosen to do it in. It's neither right nor wrong, but it was your choice and it's not a negative. So you go, hey, I've done this part, got all this part out of the way. Yay, good for me. Now what I have to do is build the confidence that I can take it out for a spin, that I can take it into the world, and that I can accomplish that by going inside and start to do two things. I'm not going to be able to finish this before the break, Marilyn, but we will finish it after the break, to do two things. The first thing is to visualize how it feels. If you were working in an industry that was lucrative, you've made a decent living at it, that was affirmative, you felt good about what you're doing in it, you are in a harmonious working environment. If we just had you sit down right now and focus on that, and you feel that, and you take that feeling of this intention fulfilled, and bring it into your now. There's so much more I want to tell you about that, Marilyn, and I will right after this break. So stay with us. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people
Say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
And welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're trying to make it a good life for our emailer, Marilyn, who's ready to get out in the world. She's 30, so it's a little bit later, I think, than what she thinks it's supposed to be. But she's done a whole bunch of graduate and postgraduate work. And now she's facing her fears about getting into the public. So, Marilyn, what I was saying to you before the break was that it's internal to external. So you go inside and you build on what you've already accomplished. We know that you're smart. We know that you have tenacity. We know that you have the character of being able to fulfill and complete and do what you say you're going to do. All of those are wonderful attributes. And then we go to where you feel, you visualize the how you want your job, whatever it is, to feel, that it feels good, it's abundant, you feel accomplished in it, you feel like you're contributed, you like the environment and your coworkers, it's a harmonious thing for you, that you just connect to that visualization. Now, here's the key that most people miss. It is, you take that feeling and you bring it into the now. This isn't about when it happens. This is about that if you can visualize it, this is my language for it. If I can visualize it in the mind of God, it's already a done deal. And I'm just here unfolding the timeline. So you visualize it instead of holding it as a when, it becomes an is. This is how it feels. This is already happening in my life. This is already a part of my life. And every time the fear or anxiety comes up, you take a breath and you let that piece go. You remind yourself that that's an old identity pattern that has nothing to do with the truth. It's actually a prejudice against yourself when that fear comes up, that I can't possibly fit in, I can't possibly be successful because I'm a couple years late out of the starting gate. That's what I truly think is going on for you. So you bring into this idea of the promise, the intention. Your intention here is everything. Your acceptance of the intention is even more. So you have to create the intention, create the acceptance of the intention by pulling the feeling of that intention into your current reality. No matter what you're doing, no matter how many interviews you're going out on, no matter how many times you're sending out resumes, the intention is that in everything I do, it's this or better that fulfills the dream I have already coalesced inside of me. I already feel the isness of that dream. If you keep projecting it out, and it's what most people do, whether they're aware of it or not, then you're like at a dog race, always chasing the rabbit. You're never going to get the rabbit. So that way your intention, your dream fulfilled, that's your intention, will always be 6 months in front of you instead of the now. So if you're flipping hamburgers at a fast food joint just to keep home and hearth together for a month, it doesn't mean anything because it's just what you're doing while you're unfolding your truth. So what you do is that every spare moment that you have, you apply to staying, what I call staying in the field. You set your intention, then you have to stay in the game. So you're always networking. You're always reaching out. You're not counting how many times people say no. It doesn't matter. You don't care. You're in the field and you're going to hit that home run and nothing stands between you and that truth. If you will bring that feeling into the now, and then as you try to get more specific about what are some of the fields you could actually go into, let's see, with internal relations, you could perhaps connect to some part of a diplomatic, international relations, I mean, you could connect to some kind of a diplomatic corps. With the amount of degrees you have, I can't imagine that you're not eligible to be a teacher. That's a great act of giving. You just need to know that nothing stands between you and your good because you said so, and you stay in the field, and like a baseball player, you hold that bat and you keep your eye on the ball, and when it comes to you, you swing and you hit that sucker right out of the park because the fulfillment of your dream already is. Now that takes practice, but with practice and consistency and letting go of your old bias and against yourself of how you think it was supposed to look, and understand the fruitfulness of how it does look, how that really will lead you to the dream that you have. As you do that, you'll find that that which you are seeking, that job, that fulfillment, that accomplishment, that place of giving and receiving, that comes towards you, just like the ball coming toward the bat, and you swing, and you did it, and you hit yourself, hit your beautiful ball right out of the park. You landed in the fulfillment of your intention.
I think it's so important also to embrace the moment, as you say, to be able to live energetically in that feeling of what you want to accomplish, letting go, maybe more understanding that every decision you've made up to this point has led you to a movement of progress for you, for your own evolution, for your own development, for your own evolvement, and for your own happiness and fulfillment.
And it's so important. Thank you for that, John, because you're absolutely right. It's so important to let go of just what John said, thinking that it was supposed to look a different way, or and be attached to that you need to understand why it looks this way. All that we really need to understand is that nothing stands between me and my good. I remember times in my life when things have looked so, when I've done this visualization, done this meditation, held it dear, worked it 1,000 times a day, holding the bottom line, and then everything would look like such a mishmash, you know, like just so confused and chaotic. And what came to my mind during those times is this thought: it's going to be interesting to see how all of this works out because I've already seen the end. If you hold to that, Marilyn, you change your life today because you're not working off of past fears or future projections.
That's so true. It's certainly been the experience of my life, saying, gee, this there's got to be something good here somewhere. It's just for me to find it and to see it, recognize it, and accept it. And in that acceptance, accept myself on the way to where I want to go.
And actually, the way that we reprogram, you know, the brain, and we're so fortunate that the brain will rewire itself. The tools that we use are consistency and repetition and visualization. But the visualization can't just be a mental exercise for it to really work. And you need to feel it organically. That means you need to connect with it in your gut. You need to connect with it in your heart. Connecting it with it in your head is actually the easy part. But that's what needs to happen. And it's repetition, repetition, repetition. And there's no way that you're not going to hit that ball right out of the park, my dear. You will get the fulfillment of your intention. Stay in the field. You already know how to do that in academia. Therefore, you can easily transition that into the next step of your life.
And we send you on your way with best wishes for fulfillment and great joy. And thanks for all of you for joining us today. And thanks for our special guest, Adam Hall, author of The Earth Keeper. Remember to get Adam's free e-video, Transformers of Consciousness, 21 Thought Leaders for the 21st Century, by going to sandybrewershow.com, where you'll find the link to Earth Keeper website. And that'll be located in our archives, where you can also re-listen to the show. Thanks, too, for your emails. We're so glad you joined in the conversation today on The Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to take your questions, where Sandy gets to the heart of what matters in your life. Our phone lines are always open and no subject is off limits, so we invite you to turn on and tune in and listen and call in with your questions or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. The show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and Stereo 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. We invite you to be inspired as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week from Sandy. Simply go to sandybrewer.com to sign up. You'll enjoy receiving them and sharing them with your friends, too. A special thanks for our fantastic engineer today, Brian. Thanks. And may you all have a wonderful and fantastic week.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation.